Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is scheduled to appear for a Get Out the Vote campaign in El Paso today. According to an ad shared by his political campaign page, he will be making a visit to the Riviera, Cocina, and Cantina. The governor's seat is up for re-election next November. If re-elected, Abbott would become the longest-serving governor in U.S. history by the end of his term. He's being challenged by Pete Chambers in the Republican primary. His Democratic challengers include Bobby Cole, Gina Hinojosa, Nick Pappas, and Andrew White. And construction to restore the Wyler Aerial Tramway is underway. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, along with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, have partnered for a full restoration project for the tramway. The state agency closed the tramway in 2018 because of infrastructure and safety concerns. But with $27 million in total state funding, including $7 million from this year's legislative session, Phase 1 of restoration began. A partnership between the state agency and Camino Real Regional Mobility Authority will bring expanded parking space, access facilities, and visitor amenities. In other news, a subsidy that makes marketplace health coverage affordable for more people is set to expire at the end of the year. KERA's Abigail Ruman reports Texans may not know their coverage will be affected.
Affordable Care Act enrollment in Texas grew after the enhanced premium tax credit was introduced, from about $1.3 million in 2021 to $4 million this year. Lynn Coles with the advocacy group Every Texan says people may see premiums increase substantially for 2026. She's worried about the almost 2 million Texans who auto-renewed their plans last year.
They probably picked a plan in 2021 or 2022, and it's just been rolling over for the past years. And in a lot of these cases, people have rolled over plans with $0 monthly premiums.
Cole says people may be kicked off for non-payment without knowing their premium increased. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
And gas prices are falling in Texas and across the country. As the Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports, fuel prices are expected to remain lower than last year's average.
According to AAA, the statewide average for a gallon of regular gas in Texas right now is about $2.59, nearly 15 cents lower than this time a year ago. Daniel Armbruster is with AAA Texas.
Prices will be a little bit lower likely this fall than they were last year.
Armbruster says much of the decline comes from falling crude oil prices, which make up about half the cost of gas. Prices also tend to dip in winter when road travel slows and refineries switch to cheaper to produce winter blend gasoline.
With those factors, they point to at least lower prices compared to a year ago, at least maybe by 25 cents.
The downward trend is also being felt nationally. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
And another person's been arrested in connection with the non-fatal July 4th shooting at an ICE detention center in North Texas. As KERA's Tolowani Osibam Owo reports, that makes 18 people arrested over the past 4 months.
Jeanette Goering was arrested Tuesday and charged with aiding in the commission of terrorism, but it's unclear what role she allegedly played in the shooting that injured an Alvarado police officer. About 11 people are charged in connection with the shooting itself. Other people's charges have to do with allegedly supporting the group's plans and helping after the fact. Authorities and prosecutors say the term terrorism here refers to the defendant's association with Antifa, a decentralized leftist movement. The defendants and their supporters say they're being politically targeted. Two of the 18 people charged will go to trial next month. I'm Toluwani Osibemowo in Dallas.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.